Hello.
Hello, my name is Mike from Metro Research. We're connecting a poll of people's opinions to our public affairs and current events. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
To what?
Yeah, are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Did I have to say?
I would appreciate if you answer that, so that would be much appreciated to continue with the survey, right? So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're Democrats.
Thank you. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you no vote?
We highly gonna vote.
Okay, thank you. So that means certain to vote. Thank you. All right, so yes. Moving forward, would you please tell me your age?
I am 63.
Okay, thank you. In Florida, the media describes people as either Black or African American, Anglo or white or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
We're Hispanic.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are heading in the right direction or wrong direction?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that question again?
Yes, absolutely. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
I will go 50-50.
I understand.
You know what I'm saying, right? I mean,
no,
some things are good and some things are not.
Right, I understand your point, of course. But if you have to choose one of them, so it would be right direction or wrong direction? If you can lean to one of them.
I will go right direction.
Okay, thank you. Just to let you know, I'm going to be asking a couple of more questions. I will do appreciate your time and your patience as well. So you can take from 5 minutes, if we do it as quick as we can. Thinking about elections for Congress, would you for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
And would you say you will definitely vote for the Democratic candidate or lean toward the Democratic candidate?
I will definitely vote for the Democrat candidate.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, and somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one. Ron DeSantis.
Okay. I have the, what was the options? Right opinion?
Yeah. Very favorable opinion, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable. And if you don't recognize him, just let me know.
Somewhat favorable, somewhat, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Joe Biden.
No.
It could be very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, or you don't recognize. I'm sorry, just let me know.
Somewhere unfavorable.
Thank you. Next one, Republicans in Congress.
Republicans in Congress?
Correct.
Unfavorable.
All right.
I cannot say it.
No problem. It's okay. Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Next one. Democrats in Congress?
Very favorable.
Okay. Thank you. Project 2025?
I don't know what the Project 2025 is.
Okay.
No I heard problem. Of it, but I cannot remember right now what it is.
Okay. No problem. And next one, Darren Soto.
I don't know him.
Thank you. Next one, Thomas Califox.
I don't know him.
Thank you. And next one, Kamala Harris.
Yes, very favorable.
Thank you. Next one, Donald Trump.
very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Moving forward, thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Thinking about the job Darren Sato is doing as congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I don't know him.
Okay, so just as a confirmation, Joe Darren Sato is a congressman from this district, right? So just as a confirmation, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove of the
somewhat approve. Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And if the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. If the election for United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie McCarthy Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
For the Democrat.
All right, that means Debbie McCarthy Powell, correct?
That's correct.
Thank you. If the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Kalicak, the Republican candidate, and Darren Sato, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Darren Sato.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health. As determined by the patient's health care provider, this amendment does not change the legislature or constitutional authority to require a notification to a parent of guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
In other words, that amendment says it is in favor or against?
All right. No, actually, the amendment does not change the legislature constitutional authority to require notification to a parent of guardian before a minor has an abortion, right? So, yeah, just let me know. So would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose?
It's about a minor, right?
That's correct.
Okay, yes, I'm in favor.
Okay, so you will vote yes to support the amendment, is that
yes.
correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right.
I'm sorry, because sometimes I don't understand.
Oh, no problem, it's fine. If you don't understand something, just let me know, and I'll try to do my best to try to explain you or try to go again over the question, okay?
Okay,
so,
thank you.
Yeah. Now, I would like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. The first one, Darren Sato, is the current congressman for Central Florida. Sato is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Sato also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Sato will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. Next one, Colonel Thomas Kalicak is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Kalicak will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Kalicak will take his experience as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. So if the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Kalicak, the Republican candidate, and Darren Sato, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Darren Sato.
Thank you. All right, just one moment.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? Let me read it to you. First one, improving 1-4 in traffic congestion in Central Florida. Second, securing our border. Next one, making healthcare affordable for working families. Next one, protecting reproductive freedom. Next one, lowering grocery prices. Next one, protecting Social Security and Medicare, tackling crime, improving public safety, ending the gun violence epidemic, lowering inflation and gas prices, bringing down rent prices, promoting traditional values in schools, making owning a home more affordable, creating jobs, and increasing wages. I'm sorry, in Central Florida.
But it has to be one?
Yeah, just one of them. So.
Oh, but I like five of them.
No, I understand, of course. So I would appreciate if you just choose one of them. Yeah, to be able to continue.
Okay, so I choose the one that saves the Social Security and Medicare.
Okay, protecting Social Security and Medicare, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you. And which is the most important issue? So, again, improving 1-4 in traffic congestion in Central Florida, securing our border, making healthcare affordable for working families, protecting reproductive freedom, lowering grocery prices.
Making healthcare affordable for families.
Okay, just for quality purposes, I will need to end up the options again. I would appreciate that. So, tackling crime.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No problem. Ending the gun violence epidemic, lowering inflation and gas prices, bringing down rent prices, promoting traditional values in school, making owning a home more affordable, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida. Making healthcare affordable for working families, is this still your option, or do you lean
that's,
someone else? Something else?
No, that's the one, affordable healthcare for working families.
Okay, thank you. Now, let me read some reasons people keep for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress, assuming that each of these is accurate. Please tell me how convincing a reason you think it would be to vote for the candidate. Would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Thomas Califix will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Califix will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veterans' homelands.
No, not favorable.
Okay, so just to confirm, you're saying no effect, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Thomas Califix is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out-of-control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families.
Mm-hmm. What are the options again?
Yeah, the options could be, if you can tell me how convincing a reason you think it will be to vote for that candidate. So would it be very convincing? That's one of the options. Only someone convincing or...
Somewhat convincing.
Okay, thank you. All right, the next one. Thomas Califix would put an end to the border crisis, filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Next one. Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provide funding for the largest increase of agents in border patrol history, hiring 22,000 new border patrol agents to crack down on fatality and illegal entry.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Next one. Doris Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her.
Uh very, not so much convincing.
Okay, thank you. Last one, Darren said to help bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out pocket costs for seniors, and is working to lower healthcare costs for everyone.
Very convincing.
Thank you. Let me move forward. Just to let you know, we are about 40%, 30% of ending up this survey. I will do appreciate your patience. So now that you have heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Califf, the Republican candidate, and Darren Sutton, the Democratic candidate, would you definitely, I mean, which one do you think would you vote for?
The Democrat candidate, Darren Sutton.
All right, now let me read some statements about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress, assuming that each of the following statements is accurate. Please tell me if it will cause you have to serious doubts about voting for the candidate, only some doubts, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that target our small business.
What were the options again? I'm sorry.
No problem. So the options could be zero debt, some doubt, or no effect.
Some doubt.
Thank you. Next one. While Califf says he was a successful business owner, he and his companies owe over $15 million, leading to multiple bankruptcies and multi-million dollar foreclosures.
Some doubt.
Thank you. Next one. Despite having a personal fortune of hundreds of million dollars, Thomas Califf continues taking Social Security and Veteran paychecks while his backers fight to abolish Social Security and could support programs for veterans who are in need.
Some doubt.
Thank you. Next one. Darren Soto has supported failed immigration policies that have left millions of criminals across our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can't trust him with another term in Congress.
Some doubt.
Thank you. Next one. Thomas Califf blames excessive stimulus packages for record inflation, but his companies took 160,000 in PPP loans forgiven during the pandemic.
Some doubt.
All right, thank you. Let me check over here. Yeah, next one. Thomas Califf stands with Republicans who supports government intervention in people's private healthcare decisions. They want to ban abortion nationwide, restrict access to IVF, and support government surveillance of pregnant women.
Highly doubt.
All right, serious doubts, correct?
Yeah, serious doubts, exactly.
All right, let me move forward. Now that you have heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Califf, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you vote for?
Darren Soto.
Thank you. What is your primary source for national and political news? Your local newspaper, cable news networks, El Nuevo Día, local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Univision, Telemundo, Mega TV, America TV, Orlando Sentinel, Talk Radio.
Telemundo.
Okay, thank you. We also have, I'm sorry, talk radio, internet-based news sources, social media apps or services, others. So, but you're saying Telemundo, right?
Telemundo, that's right. I'm sorry.
Thank you. No problem. What Spanish language news sources, if any, do you use on a regular basis?
Guys, if I use Spanish sources on a regular basis?
Yeah. What is Spanish language news sources? If any, do you use or on a regular basis?
On a regular basis.
Answer one more time.
Regular basis.
Okay, so just to confirm, it could be Wattpad TV, Telemundo Orlando, radio,
Telemundo Orlando.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. And what was the last grade or degree you completed in the school?
I went to some college.
Okay. Thank you. Do any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
No.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, or a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I am moderate.
Thank you. As you may know, the term Hispanic or Latino refers to people from different countries of Latin America and the Caribbean. So to what country in the Americas do you trace your ancestry?
I am from Puerto Rico.
Thank you. Okay. When communicating with people in your household, do you speak only Spanish, more Spanish than English, or an even mix of both, more English than Spanish, or only English?
Well, what is me and my mom speak Spanish. When my grandkids come, we speak English and Spanish.
Okay, I understand. So it could be like
mostly Spanish.
Spanish.
Right?
Okay,
yeah,
more Spanish.
Yeah, put Spanish and English. Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Spanish and English is okay.
All right, thank you. This concludes our survey for today, and thank you very much for your participation. I do appreciate your time, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a great day. Bye.
Bye. Bye.